Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Should you be cursed?
No.
No. Do you believe in being cursed?
No.
Is it okay for you to be cursed?
No.
No. If I'm cursed, something's wrong.
Right.
Being cursed is abnormal for you and me. It means something's wrong. The door's open somewhere to let the curse in. I'm not supposed to be cursed. You're not supposed to be cursed because the Anointed One, the Lord Jesus Christ, redeemed us from the curse of the law. Say it out loud,
I'm not supposed to be cursed.
Keep reading. He said, He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Did he hang on the tree?
Yes,
he did. Was he cursed?
Yes.
As he hung there?
Yes.
Did he ever make a mistake? Did he ever sin? Did he ever do anything to be cursed for?
No.
Well, then why was he cursed? In our place, in our stead. Somebody said, well, you've been such a sorry rascal. You've made so many mistakes. You deserve to be cursed.
Nope.
Why did he become a curse? He took the curse that was to come on you and me. So no, we don't deserve to be cursed because he took what we deserved. Right? Oh, you hadn't been perfect. Well, who has? You made mistakes. Who hasn't? You've come short. Who hasn't? You deserve to be cursed. I disagree. Well, you deserve punishment. Nope, nope, nope. Because somebody who did not deserve to be punished was punished in my place. Was cursed in my stead, in my place. Keep reading. What does it say? In order that the what? Oh, this is shouting ground. Makes me happy just looking at those words right there. That the blessing, the blessing, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Do we have a right to be born again? Do we have a right to be filled with the Spirit? Do we have a right to the full blessing? Yes. This is the blessing that God pronounced over Abraham that included the promise to Jesus throughout the generations to come. Now, what did this blessing, and let's just go back to the beginning where it first began to be evidence, what did it do to Abraham? You read, God said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. And then the next chapter, what do we read? And Abram was very rich. Didn't say just spiritually. He's rich with cows and oxen and sheep and camels and gold and silver. And he and Lot got so much stuff that the country couldn't hold them. Too much stuff. Was that attributable to the blessing?
Yes.
Do you have that blessing on you?
Yes.
Then why should you live hand to mouth, check to check your whole life? It's not right. That'd be a curse. Working three jobs and eking out an existence. You know, taking a step forward and getting knocked back too. Just barely, you know, bumping along. That's not being blessed. That's not Abraham. That's not Lot. That's not his seed. Say it out loud, I'm blessed.
I'm redeemed from the curse.
I'm blessed
with the blessing.
Hallelujah. Now, in previous messages, we talked about, are we cursed or are we blessed? That's the right answer. And then we talked about The difference between being cursed and being persecuted. Very important to know the difference between these things. Well, let's go on tonight. Go back with me to Deuteronomy. And let's go further. Oh, that was warm up. No, it's more than that. Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 26. We read this, but let's read it again. Deuteronomy 11, 26. The Lord said, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you've not known. It'll come to pass when the Lord your God has brought you into the land, whether you go to possess it, that you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal." Now this, you can see how central this is in the thinking of God. Perhaps we'll take more time later to look at it, but he said, when you come into the land, he told them, we're going to read it in just a minute, Deuteronomy 28, in the previous chapter to that, 26, 27, and 28, you see it working up to it, where he said, the curses for disobeying, the blessings for obeying, and you have these tribes stand on this mountain, and you have these tribes stand on this mountain, and they read the law, and the whole nation is to be there, attentive, and watching. And he says, when you do this, the blessings come on, and this mountain shouts. When you do this thing, you disobey God and you rebel against him, the curses come. And they look at that mountain and they groan. This is before they enter in to the promised land. And he told them, I have set before you today, we'd say a choice. Right? So was God deciding for them who is going to be cursed and who's going to be blessed? But is this not widely believed in Christian circles, that God decides who's blessed with natural blessings and health and freedom and victory and who is not? That God in his sovereignty and mysterious ways has seen fit for this person to live in the curse of death and the curse of confusion and the curse of bondage and the curse of habits and the curse of poverty. But he did not. I said he did not. It's a lie. He's been misrepresented. He's been lied on. What did he say? Now you just bump along best you can because I'm on the side for you. And if you cursed all your life, don't feel bad because I'm the one that picked it for you. That's what's preached. That's what's believed in many, many churches. I know they don't say it like that, but it works out the same. No, God said, I set before you. What? Blessing? Or a curse? What did he say? What else did he say? Keep reading. Who's going to choose? Who's the understood subject there? You are to choose. Somebody say, I choose the blessing.
I choose the blessing.
I will not live cursed. My family will not live cursed. I'm blessed. I'll live in the blessing. And I'll be a blessing. All my life. Now see, you got to get this strong in your spirit that you won't have it any other way. If it doesn't look like it, it doesn't feel like it, well, you resist that. And you pray and you seek God and you say, Lord, show me what to do. But you don't stay in the curse. And you don't back off and you don't let up until you see the blessing manifesting in your life. Right? Right? You stay after it. You believe for it. You look for it. You talk for it. You sow towards it. You expect it. You decree it. It just helps you wonderfully. Every morning when you open your eyes to sit up in the bed and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm going to have a blessed day. What does that mean? Well, let's go back to our definitions. What does it mean to be cursed? We looked up those words. We talked about them. Let me read them to you again. To be cursed means to be doomed. Doomed. It means to be damned. See, that's one of the reasons why damn is such a popular cuss word. It is. See, people don't even know what they're saying. Have you ever noticed? I mean, the popular vernacular. I mean, used to, you just didn't hear the words like you do nowadays. People knew it was, you shouldn't say that. Now, people's, you know, it's surprising. I've heard preachers say things that just made me look at them twice like, don't use that word. You've been watching too much TV. But notice the popular words are damn and hell and hell and damn and hell and damn. Why not heaven and blessing? Because the devil does not want you to have blessing in your mouth. He doesn't want you talking about heaven. He wants you talking about hell. And he wants you talking about being damned and doomed because that's where he can work. Man, you never say damn this or damn that. You say bless it.
Amen.
Bless it. Right? Blessed. Your wrench slips off the nut and you scrape some skin off when you work it. What do you say? Come on, I'm waiting. Tell me, what do I say? You blessed car. Now, is that going to help you more or for you to damn it? When you're damning it, see, people don't realize what they're saying. Oh, well, that don't mean anything. Oh, yeah, it does. People, just because they don't know what it means, doesn't mean it means nothing. Didn't the Bible say, you'll give an account of every? Now, what that means is you don't have to understand everything you're saying. But see, when people say something, you can tell there's something in that word. There's a spiritual substance. You can feel it. Can't you? These hard, these harsh, what people call curse words or cussing. There's something in them spiritually. And of course the devil wants you to get mad and damn your car. And damn your tool set. Why? What did you just get through doing? You cursed it. Come on now. You talking about, you ain't had car trouble. Till you damn it and curse it for a month or two. Then you go find out what car trouble is.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Destroyer? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004C. That's R-1004C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.